Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Professor Henny Strydom, South African Research Chair in International Law at UJ. The question on the table, if the South African nationals are suspected of offences while in Israeli territorial water on vessels interdicted by Israeli, does Israel have a legal duty or a legal right to arrest them, and under which body of law? Professor Henny Strydom, good morning. Thank you for joining us. Before we get specific, in international law, what are the basic jurisdictional hooks, maybe, that a state has in terms of protecting their jurisdiction?
Yeah, good morning, and to the listeners, that is a good starting point. Any state has criminal and civil jurisdiction within its territorial waters, stretching over a distance of 12 nautical miles. However, I don't think that is relevant in this matter, because according to news reports, the flotilla was interdicted, and the persons on board arrested in international waters.
Right.
That's the first fact of importance. Mm-hmm. The second fact of importance is that this was a peaceful operation. It posed no threat to Israeli security. It was a civil action to deliver humanitarian aid to people in need in Gaza. And at that point in time, when the flotilla was sort of boarded, just before that, the Israeli forces sent out a message that they are entering active war zone and are acting therefore illegally, which was not the case.
Mm.
So the rights of the people on board and the responsibilities of Israel are, in this instance, dealt with, or should be dealt with, under international humanitarian law. So entities such as the flotilla are within their rights to deliver humanitarian aid, and there is an obligation on the state who exercises military occupation or control over the territory to allow that and to reach the persons in need, unless there are compelling reasons for the state in control of the area to prevent that from happening. And that must be based on facts favoring that decision of the state in control, which in this case is Israel,
right,
which has not been done.
Well, hasn't it been done? The fact that the Pope himself, Italy, Cyprus, had all offered to receive the aid and distribute it, make sure that it does reach the recipients, that lives are in danger, including those on the flotilla, because there actually isn't an active port in Gaza. The vessels weren't particularly seaworthy. We saw a lot of issues along the way, certainly. And when they expressed their intent of breaching the blockade, surely those are justifications. Added to that, unfortunately, the fact that reports last night already showed that, in fact, there was pretty much no aid on board these vessels, which really showed that this was more of a publicity stunt than anything else. Surely Israel is within her rights to prevent a mass publicity stunt that does endanger lives, dangers the flotilla personnel, endangers the lives of Gazans as they go, because that's a war zone, and as well as humanitarian workers and soldiers within that conflict. I would imagine that there are very, very real compelling reasons to say this wouldn't be a very good idea.
Yeah, there may be reasons, and they have to be given some weight in order to assess the situation objectively. And I quite agree with you. This is a publicity stunt, because we can assume that those efforts will never materialize, given the circumstances that are prevailing in Gaza. And it is the whole intention was to focus international attention on the plight of the Palestinians. So, but there is, Israel cannot avoid its responsibility to provide protection to those under humanitarian law to deliver humanitarian aid. So, and again, that will depend on the circumstances. And we do not have full facts at this point in time to make a very objective and credible assessment of the situation. The reasons that you mentioned are, in fact, reasons that should be taken into account. But then to bolt on that, Israel will have to make out a proper case for the refusal to allow them in. And from the outside, people like me and many others sitting from the outside and judging the situation and also relying on media reports, I think are sometimes,
Which is problematic.
Full picture.
Yeah, especially because it's very, very clearly a media campaign. Mm-hmm. We saw South African president yesterday releasing a statement, all pre-written, ready. All of the videos came out at the same time. If you receive this, it was really, really very choreographed and expected. In terms of you saw the protests already around Europe and around the world ready to launch. This is one of the most stylized campaigns, certainly that I've seen. But which makes me, of course, very, very skeptical, because if it is about aid, then there are better ways to deliver aid. Especially where you have international figures like the Pope saying, "We'll take responsibility for this." Certainly, the Pope doesn't have an alignment with Israel in this particular case. So to me, it makes me quite skeptical about that.
No, I fully agree with you. It's like the Greenpeace actions that we get sometimes, trying to climb onto ships in territorial waters or wherever, in the open sea. So it's an act to attract attention. I think the best way. I think best way forward. The best way forward to get to the bottom of this is for the International Criminal Court to investigate this, and then decide on the facts that they have, whether this is another instance of a violation of international humanitarian law or for the Rome Statute, whatever the case might be, and then to take action on that in terms of their investigations and adding crimes to whatever they are busy with, because the whole situation is still under investigation by the International Criminal Court. But at the moment, there are many gray areas, and I fully agree with you, and which makes it difficult to get to a credible conclusion on who is right and who is wrong.
And certainly we'll have to see how this plays out. Thank you for that, Professor Henny Strydom. He's a professor of international law at the University of Johannesburg. He holds the South African Research Chair in International Law.